This piece was brought to you by Whole Foods Market, wholefoodsmarket.com. HeritageRadioNetwork.org.
Pleasure.
K is for ketchup. Hello and welcome to the Edible Alphabet, here to take you through the history of food one letter at a time. In this, our second round through the alphabet, we'll be focusing on all things Americana. In this episode, we'll talk about a popular condiment that's estimated to be in 97% of American kitchens. K is for ketchup. While there are few sauces seemingly as American as ketchup, the origins actually lie in Southeast Asia. Ketchup likely comes from the Hokkien Chinese sauce ketsiap or ketchup, made from pickled or otherwise fermented fish. This flavorful seasoning made its way to Europe in the 1600s with Dutch and English traders, who valued the sauce for its long shelf life. By the mid-18th century, ketchup was frequently found on British tables, but this was not the tomato ketchup that you and I are familiar with today. The phrase ketchup was used to describe any sort of spiced sauce, which could be made from fish or oysters, mushrooms, nuts, or berries. When ketchup made its way to North America, colonists even experimented making ketchup from such ingredients as apples and beans. It's widely believed that tomato ketchup was invented, if you will, in the United States. The first known published recipe for tomato ketchup came from James Mean, a scientist in Philadelphia, in 1812. While tomato ketchup was frequently used in the early part of the 19th century, production and sales picked up rapidly after the Civil War. An 1891 writer for the publication The Merchant Review called ketchup the sauce of sauces, and an 1896 New York Tribune called it America's national condiment, on every table in the land. In the early 20th century, there were many, many ketchup combinations, such as anchovies and tomatoes, and ketchup producers. H.J. Heinz Company sold its first tomato ketchup in 1873, and is the largest tomato ketchup producer to date. American ketchup consumption changed and accelerated in the 20th century. What was once used as an ingredient for savory pies and in sauces for meats now was used as a condiment for the increasingly popular hamburgers, hot dogs, and French fries. The 1980s saw further ketchup innovation, with the introduction of single-serving ketchup packets and squeezable ketchup bottles found in many homes today. So, whether you say tomato, or ketchup, or catsup, chances are you have a bottle of this tomato sauce in your refrigerator right now. For more, follow us on Twitter at EdibleABCs, and tune in next time. I'm Ashley Koziak for Heritage Radio Network. Thanks for listening.
Heritage Radio Network is a member-supported nonprofit organization broadcasting over 30 live shows a week. To learn more and donate, visit our website or connect with us on iTunes, Stitcher, Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, and Instagram for more. Thanks for listening.